down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Meadowlark restaurant waiting on Cedric Weehunt. Listen.
Cedric, I told you we're plumb out of oysters. Ain't got another one left in the whole place.
They're all gone, huh?
Yeah. Now you're getting idy.
None left, huh?
That's what I've been trying to get across to you. See, since Grandpappy Spears found that pearl in an oyster here the other day, why, we've had the dad-blamedest run on oysters you ever seen in your life. Ain't hardly sold a Lumberger in the last couple of days. Everybody comes in wants oysters.
And you're all out of them now, huh?
Yeah, plumb out. Plumb clean out.
You ain't got any pearls left neither, huh?
Why, of course not. That one was the only one that turned up in that whole batch of oysters. I've been trying to get Lum to order some more from that seafood place down there in New Orleans, but he says we're having too much trouble out of the ones we had.
Trouble?
Yeah. On account of that pearl.
Oh.
See, Grandpappy Spears thinks it belongs to him, and Squire Skimp thinks it belongs to him. But I know that blame well it belongs to me and Lum.
Mr. Abner.
Now, what is it, Cedric?
Are you sure you ain't got no more of them oysters?
For the land's sakes, how many times do I have to tell you, Cedric, we ain't got none? Where's your ignorance, anyway?
Well, got it around here somewhere.
If you're hungry, why, we can fix up something else for you. How about a nice Lumberger?
Oh, no, Mama, I ain't hungry. Never wanted to eat nothing.
Yeah, well, that's what I figured. Cedric, you're just like everybody else. They all order oysters, but none of them even taste them. Just stir them around in a dish looking for pearls.
Yes, Mama.
Everybody in this town's a dadgum greedy.
Yes, Mom.
All is trying to get something for nothing. That's all they think about.
Well, them things is worth about $1,000, ain't they? Them pearls.
Well, yeah, pearls are valuable. Ain't no doubt about that, Cedric. But I'll tell you, you'd think the folks around here in this town just thought of money. That's all they got on their mind. Terrible, terrible, terrible the way folks is.
Yeah, sure, it's just terrible.
None of them has found a single pearl in any of the rest of them oysters. And, of course, I could have told them they wouldn't.
You could?
Why, sure.
Well, how could you?
Well, natural. I looked through every plate of oysters I served before ever I sent them out to anybody.
Oh.
Yes, sir, the folks in this town is sure greedy. Just let that be a lesson to you, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Well, I reckon I'll be running along as long as you ain't got no more pearls left.
Well, I'll be glad to fix you up a Lumberger. Oh, well, howdy, Doc.
Good morning. Nice day.
Yes, it is. Well, here, wait a minute, Cedric. Don't you want a Lumberger?
Oh, no, Mom. I'll see you later. Let me know if you get in some more pearls.
We don't handle them, Cedric. So long. Don't be that boy. Come in here thinking he could get himself a pearl by buying an oyster.
Yes.
I must have told him 1,000 or 100 times we never had no oysters left. But he just keeps right on asking me the same question over and over.
Yes, bright young boy, Cedric.
Yeah. Be honest, I'm glad we ain't got none of them oysters left neither. They had me hopping around here like a tender-footed toad on a hot stove.
You know, after I was just reading a newspaper article about a new easy way to open oysters.
To open them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish we'd knowed what it was a couple of days ago.
Oh, it's patented.
Huh?
It stated that you merely immerse the oysters in soda water, and the oyster opens the shell itself.
Doggy, he must be a strong little rascal. I sure couldn't do it that easy.
Well, you handle it that way from now on, Abner, and you'll find it works much better.
Yeah, well, I told you, Doc, we ain't got no more oysters now.
Yes, well, you try it, Abner, and I think you'll find that much easier.
Well, I just told you we ain't got
that. Is that, Abner?
Oh. All right, I'll try it, Doc.
Fine. I run across interesting articles like that every now and then. Just put them in soda water.
Yeah, I got it.
Soda water will do the trick. I'd be glad to get to the newspaper and show you the article.
No. I'll take your word for it. Much obliged for telling me.
Oh, that's all right. Say, whereabouts is Lum?
Oh, he's out somewhere talking to Grandpappy Spears.
Milford?
Yeah. Trying to talk Grandpappy about that oyster squabble we're having some way. But there just ain't no talking to that varmint at all when he's got his dander up.
Yes, nice fellow, Milford.
Yeah, he's nice. Sometimes, when he ain't too busy being stubborn-headed, he can get into more fights than there one human I ever knowed.
Yes, Milford does have a lot of spirit.
We thought Squire Skimp was the one that was going to give us trouble over that pearl. But it looks like now Squire's give the whole thing up. That Grandpappy Spears is the one that's raising all the rookers.
That doesn't sound like Mr. Skimp.
No, I want to be honest, it don't. But it just appears like that's the way it is. Lum seen Squire on the street Saturday. Never even mentioned nothing about the pearl at all. And then both of us seen him at church yesterday. He never even bring up the subject.
Yes, I saw him at church. He sleeps next to me in the choir, you know.
Did he say anything to you about it?
No, I don't believe he's even speaking to me. Hasn't said a word to me since that day I tried to straighten this pearl deal out, and he got so badly confused.
Oh. Well, Lum figures the reason Squire's dropped his claim to the pearl is because he knows he's in the wrong. And he's got more sense than to argue with Lum about it. But that Grandpappy Spears, he ain't got that much sense.
Well, now, I wouldn't put it that way, but Milford does have a bit of temper, I will admit that.
He's got a whole basket full of tempers.
But he means well.
Oh, yeah, I reckon so.
Yes. Well, you just try that next time, Abner.
Yeah, all right. Try what?
Ducking those oysters in soda water. I think you'll be surprised how fast they'll open up.
Yeah, well, be surprised, all right.
I've never tried it myself. I'm just going by that newspaper article I read. You know, you can pick up a lot of valuable information in the newspapers. Just the other day, I ran across an item telling why the three-toed sloth sleeps hanging upside down from a branch.
You did?
Yes. What'd you say Lum was?
Well, now, wait a minute. Why does he sleep hanging upside down that way?
Who, Lum?
No.
I didn't know that he did. Must get awful uncomfortable.
I mean that three-toed sloth or whatever you said there.
Oh, yes. The three-toed sloth is a mammal found in the forests of South America. Has long legs and toes, round heads, short tails, feeds on foliage. There's the three-toed variety and also the two-toed variety. The principal difference in these varieties seems to be in the number of toes. Does that answer your question, Abner?
Well, no, you said...
How's that?
I said you said where you live.
Also sleeps hanging upside down, just like you say Love does. You better check and see how many toes he's got. I like a little joke now and then. Lightens one's burdens. Do you think Lum will be back soon?
Well, I don't know.
Why I keep inquiring about him is because I picked up his mail for him. Telegrams, letters, one thing and another.
No. Oh, was there any there for me, too?
Yes. There was one telegram for me, too. From a friend of mine. John M. Iverson, Winnetka, Illinois.
Let me see the other one, Doc.
John M. Iverson. Nice fellow.
Well...
Former Mount Idy resident.
Uh-huh.
But now of Winnetka, Illinois. John is connected with the Chicago North Shore and Milwaukee Railroad. Do you want to hear the wire he sent me?
Yeah. Why don't you hand me them other ones you got there, Doc?
You know, I received a wire from President Grover Cleveland one time.
Yeah, you showed that to me, yes.
One of my treasured keepsakes. Well, here's what John says. Dr. B.F. Withers, care of Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas... Please use influence with Lum and Abner to send recipe and permission to serve Lumburgers in the Ivy Nook Rathskeller. John M. Iverson.
Thought you said he was connected with the railroad.
Yes, that's right. His brother-in-law runs the Ivy Nook. It's one of the leading restaurants there.
Oh?
Very high-class place.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the basement directly under the Square Deal second-hand and swap shop.
Ah, I see. Well, Doc, why don't you hand me them other telegrams you got there, and I'll be going to looking through them here.
There comes Lum now. I picked up your mail for you, Lum.
Oh, well, much obliged, Doc.
Here you are. I got one from John M. Iverson.
Yeah, how'd you make out with Grandpap, Lum?
Oh, I don't know. He's just as stubborn-headed about it as ever. I think he'll calm down in a day or two, though.
That old goat.
I'm still glad he's the one we're having the trouble with and not Squire Skimp.
Oh, Lord me. You ain't heard anything more from Squire, have you?
Granny, here's a letter from Hotel Del Mar out in Del Mar, California.
Well?
They're getting requests for Lumburgers and want to get the recipe. This thing is sure sweeping the country. What'd you say about Squire?
I just asked if you'd heard anything more from him about the pearl.
No, not a word about it. I seen him just now, and he said, howdy, just as pleasant as you please. Even smiled at me.
He must be trying to get back on the good side of you again.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure glad we don't have to worry about him no more.
Oh, no, me too.
Now, here's a wire from a train that's got the same name as our restaurant, the Meadowlark.
A train?
It's the Chicago and Eastern Illinois Streamliner.
Well, I saw them stop at depots, but I thought the conductor always went in and sent to ours.
John is connected with the Chicago, North Shore, and Milwaukee Railroad.
They say their passengers get the train and our restaurant mixed up and keep asking for Lumburgers. Yeah, we'll have to help them get that straightened out.
Well, doggies, our restaurant don't look nothing like a train. Don't see how they could make a mistake like that.
For goodness sakes.
Huh?
This letter here is from the county courthouse.
Well, they want to serve Lumburgers in there, too, huh?
No, they're serving something worse than that. This here's a court summon.
Court summon?
That snake in the weed, Squire Skimp, is lawsuing us for full possession of that pearl.
Yes, it looks like smiling Squire Skimp has served up a nice dish for the old fellows.